From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
It's Locked On Chiefs, and Seth is going to have a great mailbag episode for you here coming up in just a minute. I just need to preempt because we've gotten a couple of questions that I wanted to address real quick before the weekend. If you are one of the people, and I want to give you a big shout out, if you found the show on YouTube, I really appreciate you guys listening, and we want to make sure that you're getting the attention that you deserve. The three of us don't all have access. That's just a simple channel for us to repost the pod to get to YouTube, and it's really on just my account. If you want to reach us, hit the Locked On Chiefs Twitter account, or at Real Minnesota Chiefs Fan, at Chris Clark NFL, or mine at Ryan Tracy NFL. You can also reach and get in the comments at the RGR Football channel on YouTube, and hopefully that'll clear some things up. We'd love to have some back and forth with you, so that's the best way to get a hold of us, because the actual podcast channel on YouTube doesn't get monitored by anyone but me, and I just don't have enough hours in the day to answer everyone. So please hit us on Twitter. It's a much easier way to communicate, and we appreciate you guys checking out the show. Here's another great one, and Seth's going to do a mailbag.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Chiefs. I am Seth Kaiser with The Athletic, and yes, it's Friday, and yes, that means it's mailbag time. We're back. You guys remember the Chief in the North podcast. It's a callback to that, except now it's a Locked On Chiefs podcast. It's bigger, it's better, it's new, it's improved. It's not at all different. It's just me answering questions really quickly, but I'm excited. Thanks for participating so much this week and last week. I'm going to roll right into this. You know the drill. You ask me questions when I put out the request for it at Real MN Chiefs Fan. And you guys have, as always, asked a ton of great questions. And so we are going to do just like we did last week. It's going to be rapid fire. It's going to be quick. I'm going to make a ton of mistakes, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Let's do this. Mr. C. David, my buddy Charlie, you know what? If you see Mr. C. David on Twitter, good guy, good friend of mine. He's taken me to two different Chiefs games, been very kind to not only my wife, but my sister when she attended. I mean, just a good all-around dude. Now the rest of you are going to feel inadequate when I talk about you, but I feel I got to give credit where credit is due. Charlie asks, what do you think about signing Mahomes to a long-term deal right away? I like it. Now, the unfortunate thing with it is that you are giving up 2 years of cheap quarterback play if you sign Mahomes to a long-term deal right away. I get that. That's a bummer. However, the sooner you sign him, the cheaper the deal will be. Because if you sign him after only 3 years, that means that you can factor in what he would get paid otherwise into negotiations. And that matters. Will he still break the bank? Absolutely. But Mahomes' contract is only going to get more and more expensive as things go along, and he's probably going to hold all the cards. So I am all in favor of them signing him as soon as possible, because that makes it the easiest for them to plan around it right away, because then they'll know the numbers they're working with for the next 5 or 6 years. So I'm all for it. Real Chiefs Talk asks, why aren't Chiefs trading Houston in exchange for draft picks? Because absolutely no one is going to trade anything for a 30-year-old, very good pass rusher with a $21 million cap hit. It's just not going to happen. It's the reason why Chiefs fans are clamoring, some at least, for him to be released, because that contract is an Aaron Donald-level contract, and Justin Houston is no longer an Aaron Donald-level player. If you take a look at The Athletic, I wrote about him this week. He's still a very, very, very good player, but $21 million cap hit, that's not tenable for a guy of his age and a guy who isn't Aaron Donald or a franchise quarterback. Noah Dotson asks, why would the Chiefs spend three-fourths of cap on D rather than upgrade more positions and let him go? What I'm going to say with what I think you're asking is, why would the Chiefs not just sign other players instead of keeping D Ford? Well, because pass rushers, they're not cheap, and they don't fall out of trees. And D Ford is a very good pass rusher, a very, very good pass rusher. That's an important thing. He's a guy that they know, a guy that they're comfortable with. And what are the chances that you get a very, very good pass rusher with that money? The NFL is one of those unique situations where, you know, two dimes and a nickel isn't necessarily better than having a quarter. And so I would be very cautious about thinking that you're going to somehow do better by getting rid of D Ford. I think he could be an important piece this year. Tanner Graver says, which veteran free agents would you like to see take a team-friendly deal to try to win a ring with MV Pat? I don't see anyone taking necessarily that team-friendly deal. I think those are mostly a fallacy. Now, there are a lot of good free agents out there. Maybe some of the veteran corners that are on the market, they could maybe help out for a year or two. But, you know, overall, I mean, there's few guys that I'd really like to see them go afterward. Something like a Landon Collins situation. There are a bunch of pass rushers that I think could do really well. And so, I mean, this is going to be coming out on The Athletic. And in fact, depending on when you're listening to this, it may already be up to where you can read what I think of what they should do in free agency. That's theathletic.com. There are free trials if the cost is prohibitive to you. Joshua Wyant asks, can you break down the traits needed in a strong side linebacker and Spags defense? Well, I assume you're talking about the Sam linebacker. The traits, you need to be able to line up at the line of scrimmage. You need to be able to take on tight ends at the line of scrimmage and even right tackles at times. You need to be able to hang with tight ends in man coverage. You need to be able to drop into zone. You need to be able to rush the passer. You need to be able to set the edge. You also need to be able to play off the ball. It is a varied position, and it's tough. There aren't a lot of guys with the appropriate skill set. Fortunately, I think the Chiefs have not one but two guys who could get away with doing a lot of the things that a Sam linebacker needs to do in D-Ford and Justin Houston. I'm very curious at the choices they're going to make moving forward. Godfrey Wingleton asks, cut one, trade one, keep one. Armani Watts, Jordan Lucas, Eric Berry. Well, I think I've already written about on The Athletic that I think it's time for the Chiefs to move on from Barry just because of the uncertainty. I think he's a great player. If he had surgery last week, I'd say, sure, hang on to him because then there might be more certainty next year. But there's no certainty with him. If I have to choose at this point between Armani Watts and Jordan Lucas, I think I'd choose Watts just because I think we know what we have in Lucas. He's a decent player, but I think Watts might be more of a playmaker. Owen H. who is going to rival Mahomes in the new era Brady Manning rivalry? That is an interesting one. I think there are a few guys with a chance. The popular answer might be like Deshaun Watson, or perhaps why am I spacing on his name? Andrew Luck, which, you know, Luck's a little bit older. I could see that happening. Luck is a superb quarterback. I think Baker Mayfield has a chance of it too. If I were to bet on anyone right now, it would be Andrew Luck, just because I think he's the best of the three, and I think he's going to have the best team surrounding him. Joni Hopkins asks, exactly how did you get this knowledge of the football? I want to increase my knowledge, seriously. You know, the first thing I would say is that I'm not that knowledgeable. The more that I learn about football, the more I realize I don't know. And that's just something that happens to you. The more you learn about something, the more you realize you don't know. For me, what I learned, the way that I learned, was just by watching as much tape as possible and asking as many questions as possible. I don't believe in that there's such a thing as a stupid question. And honestly, we are at a day and age to where you can Google, you do something simple, 43 under defense. And there will come up by either, whether it's, you know, Inside the Pylon, which is a great resource if you want to learn things, or maybe, you know, something that some analyst has written, like Chris Brown or something, that breaks down all the details of it. As far as breaking down, like, what players should or shouldn't be doing, that's a lot more just asking people who've been doing it for a while and then watching a lot of tape. And if you combine those two things, you learn what to look for, what not to look for. You learn to kind of average things over time, things that players should do that they shouldn't do. And so I would just tell you, if you want to increase your football knowledge, watch tape. Follow people like the Inside the Pylon people, the Draft Network guys, a bunch of the film analysts at The Athletic, Chris Brown, Doug Farrar, a bunch of these guys, and just ask questions and just soak in everything and you will learn. There's a bunch of great books out there too, like Brown's books. Farrar wrote a great book, The Genius to Desperation. Lombardi's books are great. Cassell's books are great. There's a lot of good material out there. And again, just watching videos, watching highlight films is okay, but the more you watch of actual snap-by-snap action and then reading about what it's supposed to look like, and you can find this stuff on YouTube, the more you'll learn. And everything that I learn about football makes me love it that much more. Man, we are already quite a ways into this. We'll take one more, and then we're going to take a quick break, unless I lie and do what I did last time and just keep going. JP, wow. Wolgamuth. Yeah, sure, why not? Sorry, JP. Why is Tino Passanio the world's largest ghost? Nobody even talks about him. Spags said anything. I haven't seen anything from Spags. I will say this. When I watch Passanio, I see a guy with a lot of potential. I see a guy who has the strength to move players around. He's got some decent athleticism. I just don't think he knows what he's doing at all. And I think he was miscast as an outside linebacker. And so I'm curious what he might do as an edge in a 43. Hopefully they get someone to work with him. And I do think that the defensive line coach they brought in from New England is perfect to try to develop a raw player like him. So I'm hopeful. Seamus, is it Seamus? Levin, how do you look at the secondary now that Al Harris and Emma Thomas are not coaching? I'm curious. I'm hopeful. I love Al Harris. I love Emma Thomas, obviously. But there were a lot of miscommunications, a lot of issues in the secondary the last few years. And so I'm hopeful with the crew that they brought in. I think it's an opportunity to start fresh and maybe hopefully work on some of the communication stuff. I did it again. I lied. I said I would take a break and then I didn't. So we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, keep answering your questions rapid fire style. Cause I had 60 or 70 questions and I'm going to try to get to, well, most of them. I'm going to get back to it right after this.
We want to say thank you for all of your support through this entire season and want to let you know we will be here all off season for you. This and every episode that we'll be bringing to you, the three of us, are going to be available every week just like normal all off season long. So thanks for taking the time. All of you new folks, thanks for leaving your iTunes reviews and everything else. We appreciate your time and keep it locked on, Chiefs.
All right. Zach, we're rolling right back into it. Zach Nizolek asked, what do you read into the fact that Veach left the door open for a Kareem Hunt return after Clark's original statement after the incident occurred this fall? I don't think there's a snowball's chance in Hades that the Chiefs ever bring back Kareem Hunt. I just don't. Sometimes bridges are just too burned. And I think, you know, when it's all the same people, and it will be with Andy Reid, I just don't see that as being opportunity. He lied, he made his bed, and he's got to lie in it. So I think they were trying to be kind. I don't think they want to torpedo his chances elsewhere in the league, but I also don't think there's any chance whatsoever that Kareem Hunt ever plays for the Kansas City Chiefs again. I mean, could I be wrong? Sure, I've been wrong before, but I doubt it in this case. Dallas Hyder asks, what are your thoughts on the Chiefs going back-to-back defensive back in this year's draft? I'd love it. I think this was a great draft to stack up on defensive backs. My understanding is there's quite a few talented ones. And so that would be great from my point of view. I want to see them really, really try to find more defensive contributors. Todd Lutz asks, he says, the Chiefs were close this year. Yeah, they were, Todd. They were an offside penalty from the Super Bowl. Man, let's just soak that up for a second. What is the one thing that will get them over the hump? The one thing. Well, if we assume that everything else is equal to what it was last year, we assume that everything was, better coverage, and better coverage scheme to where players aren't open so often within the first 3 seconds after the ball is snapped. Pass rush is fine. Pass rush is actually very good. But their coverage scheme needs to be better, because all too often last year, they were just getting shredded. Papa on the Farm, that's a fun name. What do you think the price tag is for these accomplished defensive coaching hires? I don't know, and I don't have to care, because that's Clark Hunt's money. One of the few places that there is a place for rich guys to take advantage of the rules in terms of the NFL. And when I say rich, all NFL team owners are rich, right? But there's different kinds of rich. There is like Mark Davis kind of rich, where most of his wealth is from football. And then there's old oil money rich like Clark Hunt, which is like another level entirely of like stupid rich, to where if he lost the Chiefs, he'd still be one of the wealthiest men in America. If you're that guy, you can pay coaches more. And I think that's one inefficiency that you can take advantage of. How no one has offered Bill Belichick $20 million a year is completely beyond me. Drew Elder asks, if the Chiefs made a splash at safety, would you rather sign Earl Thomas or Landon Collins? Because they brought in Spags, I would say Landon Collins. He had it by far the best year of his career. Like, we're talking like one of the best safeties in the game under Spags. And so knowledge of the system, knowledge of not only him, but multiple guys that they have on staff right now, I think he'd be a great, great, great fit. I'd love the idea of Earl Thomas in Kansas City as well, though. I love the idea of a free-ranging, free safety like him that has just a ton of range, able to go sideline to sideline. But I think Collins can do a lot of things very, very well. great in run support. When I've watched him, I know there's some people that question his coverage. He looks great in coverage to me as well, in terms of being able to do things that you would ask a strong safety to do. Justin Spear asks, more likely that Mahomes throws 60 or 25 touchdowns next year playing a full season? I don't think there's any way, if he plays a full season, that he only throws 25 touchdowns. So I guess 60, which sounds absurd, but you got to keep in mind that this last year he was 10 away from 60 and 25 away from 25. And that's with him leaving a few on the field. I don't think there's a way Patrick Mahomes plays 16 games and throws 25 touchdowns. I don't think he does that one time his entire career, barring some kind of, you know, Andy Reid retires and the head coach they replace him with is terrible and Tyreek Hill is gone and Travis Kelce is gone and there's just nothing there. And even then, it'd be surprising. So I guess 60, I would say, would be more likely just based on the fact I can't see it happening with the 25. Scott Sather asks, would going defense in free agency in round 2 through 7 in draft, leaving our first round for offense, be a good strategy? You know what? I've been thinking about this lately. And that's a good question because there are a couple of tight ends in the draft. Hankerson? I don't know. The guy, the tight end from Iowa, who I think can really play. Great blocker, great hands. Looks like he moves pretty well after the catch. I would love to see the Chiefs add a dynamic threat at tight end and just work teams over out of personnel with two tight end sets. I would love to see them do that. Picture this now. A tight end like Hankerson along with Travis Kelce. A guy who can block like a madman so teams can't really load up and you never know what's going to come with him. And you've got him and Kelce on the field with Watkins and Hill. I mean, that's disgusting, isn't it? I love that idea personally, and so I wouldn't hate it at all if they went that route. Zach Hartley asks, favorite Halo? The reason this came up, I don't know if people saw, we purchased the whatever it is, the anniversary thing where there's a bunch of different Halo games. Well, I was a senior in high school when Halo Combat Evolved came out. And so we purchased it and I told my kids, yeah, you know, we could play it together. And I kind of played it pretty coy. And so it was so funny. You know, my 12-year-old, my 10-year-old, my 8-year-old were all playing on a little bit and they're like, I'm like, oh, what's this? Hang 'em high. I wonder what that level's like. You know, how do you shoot again? And so we started and my son is sitting there, well, Dad, so what you do is you've got to, hey, Dad, do you have a grenade launcher? Boom! And it was just hysterical. And so people have been asking me Halo questions. My favorite Halo remains the original. And that's not because I'm trying to be like super cool or anything like that. I think that ship sailed long ago. For me, it's the twist of the Flood was one of the greatest video game twists of all time. And like genuinely scary. Like, that was a genuinely scary twist. You know, the whole, like, the rewatching the thing and the whole thing was scary, man. They set that up beautifully. It was such a great twist. And also, I loved the pistol in Halo Combat Evolved. 3 shots and they're done. I mean, constantly. And so I love Halo Combat Evolved. Tim Turn wants to know if I have a favorite video game top 3 even. And he absolutely needs to know. So I'll do 2 video game ones in a row, and then we'll take one more break. As far as favorite video games, you know, Madden is obviously the number one. I do love Halo Combat Evolved. I haven't played a ton of video games in a long time, but I think one that I would love now, I haven't played in forever, is the Civilization games. Those turn-based games are addictive. I mean, like, I actually had that for a few years when Jazz, you know, bought me one, and it was a lot of fun, and we, like, started to fight because I was playing it so much. And so I no longer keep Civilization in the house. All right, this time I'm going to actually keep my promise. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We have a powerful new feed to tell you about. Check out Locked On NFL Net on Twitter. It is all the inside information from our hosts for all the Locked On shows for all of the NFL teams in one Twitter feed. That's LockedOnNFL.net on Twitter. Check that out today.
All right, we're going to keep rolling through. We are going to get there. As always, if I don't get to your question, it's because I either ran out of time or it was repetitive, or maybe you need to ask a different question. I don't know. KC Fan and PA says, hi, Seth. Glad you didn't get a speeding ticket the other day. Me too. If we tag Ford and the Giants tag Collins, would you consider trading those two on an even swap? Maybe. I don't know. I reviewed D Ford's film. That's another one you can find on The Athletic. I reviewed like hundreds and hundreds of his snaps, and his improvements look real enough that I'd like to keep him around. Collins is tempting, especially considering what a strong free agent group it is at edge rusher. So I would at least be willing to think about it, because that would also be a cheaper tag with Collins. But I'd have to think long and hard about it. And you also asked, what would you be willing to trade to Arizona to get Peterson? I would trade quite a bit to get Peterson. I think having a number one lockdown corner would be very, very important. So I would be willing to trade quite a bit. Not the farm, but quite a bit. That's a rather ambiguous answer, but I'm going to stick with that. Chef Boyar DG. Your guys' names always make me laugh. In your Mahomes reviews, have you kept track of the time he's gone deep to a covered receiver when he's had options open for the first down underneath? Yes, I keep track of that. I generally track those as a missed shot, even though they're not down the field, if they're obvious and they're where, you know, there's something they should obviously take. Any patterns I notice, or is it rarer than I remember? And if you remember that it was a lot, it's much rarer than you remember. Mahomes did not miss very many shots. That just is not something that he did much of. He actually missed fewer shots than Tom Brady this last year. His field vision is unbelievably good. It's an area he's already elite. Brian Carender asked, finish that yellow cake yet? Yes, I did, and I'm not even sorry. And then, just to make you all incredibly jealous of the woman that I married, not only is she beautiful, not only is she a wonderful mother, she made me a second yellow cake. So I think she's fattening me up to eat me at this point. TLOL says, in a crazy world where Mr. Big Chest is released, that would be Antonio Brown. If you were Veach, would you take a chance on him? If he were released? Sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, depending on what he wants contractually, I could see myself doing that, but he would have to want something pretty reasonable, and at this point I don't think reasonable is the right word to apply to Antonio Brown. That said, man, it would be tempting, wouldn't it, to just, I mean, go full Drogon scorched earth on the NFL, lining up Hill, Watkins, and Brown. I mean, what do you, I mean, don't you just go no huddle and run some version of four verts with option routes all season? Like, can anyone cover that? I don't think anyone can. And so, I mean, that would be fun to watch, but I think Brown will go to another team, and I think he'll work like crazy for a couple of years because he'll want to prove the Steelers wrong. But there's just such a wild card there, and I don't want a wild card on a Super Bowl contender. Keith McLean, my good buddy Keith, do you see Darrell Williams getting more opportunities to be part of a true running back rotation this season, or will he continue to just get a couple of touches late in games? I think he'll get more of an opportunity. I don't think Spencer Ware will still be around, and I think Williams might be the next man up to get quite a few more touches. And I think he'll do well with them. He runs a little upright for my liking, but he runs with power. He's got surprising burst, and he looks pretty fluid in the open field. Joel Poe asks, what position group do you think Veach will draft in round one? I think Brett Veach is much more about the player than the position group. I think these past few drafts have shown that, with the exception of Speaks. So if I were to guess, I really think we could see a tight end. I think it's going to be tight end or a cornerback. Justin Risley, this is kind of overlapping, but not too badly. Says, Armani Watts, is it crazy for me to think that he could fill a much needed role at safety next year? I don't think so at all. I think there's some question as to his range and an ability to change direction in open field to be a deep safety. But I think he can do it. I think he's a playmaker, and I think he was coming on a little bit when he got injured. Right. Los Holmes, I'm trying to pour through a few more, and again, if I miss yours, I'm sorry, because I'm looking. I still got 20 left. I got to come up with a better system than just scrolling down. But actually, this incentivizes you. Be first. Los Holmes asked, do you think this past season was a failure or success for Sammy, considering his impact during the regular season, the amount of time he spent hurt, and how he played during the playoffs? Man, I think Sammy Watkins gave both his supporters and his critics ammunition this season. With his play, I think it was an unmitigated success. The problem for him, though, is he got hurt for an extended period of time. If he'd played just like he did all season long, it would have been an absolute unqualified success because he helped. He helped a ton. And I think that's only going to improve this next season as he familiarizes himself with the offense. Thoughts on the defensive hires? Bit of a saturated question, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can actually listen to yesterday's show on Locked On Chiefs. Ryan Tracy and I went through our thoughts on every one of them. Jeremy Wood asks, who's a better backup quarterback, Chad Henne or Case Keenum? I'm going to go with Case Keenum by a toenail there. I think he's a little bit better in terms of making something happen with poor protection. Josh Vollmer says, read the Buccaneers are might possibly cut Gerald McCoy. Would love to have him and Chris Jones harassing quarterbacks. Might take a discount to get a ring. What are your thoughts? The problem with McCoy is he's kind of a, he's a penetrating, kind of single gap penetrator type, playing like three tech or something like that. I think that is Chris Jones's role in this defense. All right. We're going to answer just a few more. And, you know, I apologize if I didn't get to yours. JV says, how tired of snow are you? Man, there is like 8 feet of snow. We snowed another 5 inches here today, and it won't go away. It just, I'm so tired of it. Andrew Sampson asks, what are the percentage chances that Ford, Houston, Barry are all gone next year? I think the Chiefs need to dump all bad contracts, start employing the Patriots model of cap management. I referenced this last week. People always talk about the Patriots model. The Patriots model only works if you have Bill Belichick. They've overcome poor personnel decisions in the past because of Belichick. He is easily the best coach in the game today and probably the best coach of all time. So you can't entirely mimic what they do. Also, you've got Tom Brady on a cheap deal, relatively cheap deal. You can't mimic that anywhere else. It's just a different thing. Them all being gone, all three of them, virtually zero. I would be stunned. We are going to say three more. That way I can just really stress Ryan out having to deal with more of it. Sam asked, do you want Patrick Mahomes on the Madden 20 cover? Nah, I don't really care. I don't believe in Madden curses. Although, I mean, man, bad things have happened a lot. I think that's just more the law of regression. I think, you know, someone has to have maybe one of the best seasons they've ever had to get to the Madden cover, and things are, the tables are bound to turn. Terrence Tatum says, if available, should we trade for Jalen Ramsey until instead of drafting a quarterback in the first round? Absolutely. I would absolutely love that. You know, I talked myself into it last week. I believe someone mentioned something similar to that. Having a number one shutdown corner is a big deal. What Belichick did in the playoffs last year proved it. It allows you to do all kinds of stuff in the, with the rest of your defense. And here we go. We're going to do one more. Eric Williams, is there a player on the open market you would prefer over Houston considering both cap, cost, and level of play? I mean, you know, if DeMarcus Lawrence comes available, sure. Maybe even Clowney. Beyond that, not really. Maybe Trey Flowers. But the real problem for Houston is that contract. There's some really good edge rushers coming out, but Houston's a really good player. And so it's tough for me to say I'd necessarily want someone over him other than the absolute top-tier elite guys who would actually be cheaper for the next couple of years than Houston would because of the nature of that behemoth of a contract he signed. Oh, deep breath. We made it through something like 40 questions there. I hope you guys are enjoying this rapid-fire version. Let us know what you think of it. Some of you have responded with some really kind comments. Let us know in the reviews, you know, man, Seth talks too fast. Yeah, Seth sounds like he's a little hopped up on something. I'm just enthusiastic. This is how we roll with the Lockdown Chiefs mailbag. I appreciate all the great questions. We'll be back next week. Make sure you check out my stuff at The Athletic. Again, I just take a look. Google Seth Kaiser, The Athletic, and you'll see all the stories that I've written. There are free trials available for you to check it out, see if it's worth it. It comes out to being about as much as a Big Mac a month, give or take. I think it's worth it. You know, to be fair, I'm biased, but I thought it was worth it before I worked there too. Check out the stuff Ryan's doing at RGR Football. Check out the stuff that, Chris is doing at Chiefs Digest and at the Locked On Chiefs website. And we will chat with you guys soon. As always, thank you so much for listening. And just remember, guys, it is a great, great week to be a Chiefs fan.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.